Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Greetings, Bark Radio listeners. Let's see what we got going on today, Terry. I think there's some stuff, isn't there?
Madness and chaos in the doggy world.
Again.
And we've talked about this particular subject before, although I had never actually lived it.
Oh, and you have now, lucky
and I
you.
I have, yeah, that's great. So we talked, probably a year ago about how some of the dog folks, kind of bark and snap at each other versus working as a team for the greater good of the dogs.
And we're talking, like, about rescue groups.
So we're going to kind of talk a little bit about that, and I'm going to sanitize
okie dokie
the situation a bit so that, I'm not trying to call anybody out, and everybody can believe whatever they want to believe, but some of the madness that ensued a week ago that I had gotten myself into, I guess, out of the kindness of my heart, was dumbfounding and troubling to me.
Yes.
So, situation arose where a person with a service dog could no longer keep that service dog. And neither Dee or I or anybody else that we know has done any evaluation of the dog to know what it was truly new and if, you know, anything about the dog.
But the word had gone out. They were looking for a new home as a service dog for this dog.
Right. Otherwise, it was going to the pound, which was not a good place for it because, one, it was a three-year-old dog, and it probably,
may not have gotten adopted, could have gone to a kill shelter, whatever.
Likely would have in the area that they were in. I don't know of any. Most of the shelters down there are kill shelters. I can't think of any that aren't, but there probably are some. Anyway, so it went out through the normal thread in Virginia and around outside of Virginia of rescues. And I'm at an opportunity I could take a dog on.
Right.
And basically, for lack of a better way to put it, repurpose it.
Right. So, and, first Terry was going to do an evaluation of the dog to ensure that the dog was appropriate to rejob as a service dog for someone else.
Right.
And then foster for a while and do whatever needed to be done and then try to make the right match so the dog could continue as a working dog.
Right. And my other thought was, worst case scenario, I'd foster it and place it as a companion animal in somebody's home.
Right.
We have the space right now. We're in a situation we can manage that. Dog so, wins. Doesn't go to the pound.
Win-win. Right. Okay.
So in the thread that I responded to that I could take the dog, I wanted to make sure that everybody who was looking to try to save this dog's life knew that I could take the dog as long as I could have a couple days. I was traveling at the time to get back and then go pick it up. So I copied everybody. And there wasn't a lot of negative feedback except for one individual from a different rescue group who apparently thought it was okay to put her opinion in on everything, even though she really had no skin in the game, as I say. That particular group had already responded to the owner that they had no space.
So they could not take the dog.
Could not take the dog. But because I responded that I was going to try and put the service dog in back into a working environment again, she felt the need that she had to give her opinion on the fact that service dogs, being a service dog is not in the best interest of the dog. And that's a quote. Air quotes. You can't see it, but it's air quotes.
Yeah, I heard them. Yeah. I heard the quote from her mouth. Yes, indeed. Yes. And especially.
Especially with veterans.
With PTSD.
Yep.
Because it could be dangerous for the dog.
Could be dangerous for the dog.
That was her opinion.
Yes, that was her opinion. She had a lot of misinformation on post-traumatic stress. And I was, at first I was angry, and then I was dumbfounded, and then I was sad. Because the fact that she has so much misinformation about service dogs, the fact that she would almost rather the dog be put in a pound versus become a service dog. Now, she didn't say that, but that's sort of implied.
The impression.
Yeah, that's sort of implied.
Absolutely.
Nobody on that list could take the dog but me, and she'd rather not have me take it.
Right.
And it was sad because I'm sitting here thinking, So you'd rather argue with me and make your point and be right, quote unquote, versus save this dog's life.
And give this dog purpose, continued purpose.
Continued purpose. It's used to working.
Right. And we, like Terry said, we never had the opportunity to meet the dog. But if we go with the assumption that this dog was a trained service dog, I've seen dogs who've lost their jobs. It's not a happy thing for them.
No.
They need to continue working. And the idea that we would have anything to do with placing a dog in a dangerous environment is just ludicrous.
Right. So, you know, I kicked this around for a while, and I did try initially to reach out to this individual to help to give her a educational moment, as did a couple other folks mm-hmm. that are in the service dog world. I ended up not, after finding out what they shared with them and hearing the voicemail she left me, which was very long and it was
and disheartening.
It was disheartening because, you know, we've got purpose here. We're mm-hmm. trying to save animals' lives. We're trying to improve lives of people that have fought for your freedom, and she's just about being the right answer.
And so it we know that there's more education to be done in this arena than we'll ever, whether we don't have enough life left to educate everybody who needs it about service dogs and veterans with PTSD and all of that. But we'll do our best and we'll do them one at a time. This person probably won't be one of them. She does sound like she really believes what she said.
Right.
And she indicated she's been in the rescue world a long time. And the bummer about that for me is if a person has a lack of understanding about something like this, they're passing that on to others and people are believing them.
Right. The ignorance gets propagated.
It does.
And it's a shame. I mean, given the fact that she has been in the world so long, she certainly has influence because mm-hmm. she's of that time. And new people coming on will hear that and think it's gospel. And
right.
That's a horrible, horrible thing to be promoting.
Oh, it is. I just, the idea that dogs, first of all, don't enjoy the job of being a service dog is just a load. I work with service dogs every week, every week. And I will tell you, these are some happy dogs.
Yeah.
You know, they've got great lives. They get to go everywhere with their people.
Yeah.
How lucky is it? They're their people, you know. And I've got service dogs with kids and with adults, country, city, all kinds of lifestyles. And, you know, I even say this, when you start training your own service dog, if you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong, call your trainer. Because even though a service dog's job is serious,
yeah.
they're still dogs.
Right. It has to be fun.
Yeah. And they want to help their people. I see it day in and day out. You know, a dog who can go, hey, dude, something's about to happen and it's bad. And see that get fixed before it happens, the dog is rewarded on so many levels. And to not get that just kind of makes me crazy.
Yep. So we're going to continue to preach our gospel, which mm-hmm. is the, you know, one, service dogs are good, and here's all kinds of reasons why, and it's proven, and it's scientific, and it's not just opinion, although we certainly have our opinion.
Uh-huh.
That's why we do this show.
Yeah, it's because we get to express our opinion here, and nobody else might let us.
Exactly. And we're going to ask, you know, if you're in the rescue world, or if you interact with people in the rescue world, you know, put that seed there that we're all working for the same cause.
Right.
We've got to save some animals' lives. You know, we've said it over and over again. There's millions of dogs every year that the only reason that they are euthanized is because there is no place for them to go.
Right.
That has to stop.
And how many thousands and thousands of military people come home from the war or from previous wars with PTSD, and how many of those could be helped by one of these rescue dogs? A lot of them.
Uh-huh.
And that's the goal.
Yep.
And so to hell with anybody who doesn't think that's appropriate, because we do.
and a whole lot of people do, too.
And we're going to press on.
Yep. So anyway, that was our primary focus
it
today.
It was. And I just want to just let folks know what we're going to be doing here in a couple weeks, because it's really exciting to me. Terry and I both try to continue our canine education whenever and wherever possible. And we are going to the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants Conference in a couple of weeks in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. We're both stoked about it. I've been to trainer conferences, but never a behavior conference.
Should be a good time.
Yeah. So we may record a little bit from there. If not, we will definitely report back in because we're planning on coming back way better educated about animal behavior. Human behavior, we're never going to get.
I can't fix that.
But animal behavior.
Dogs we can work with.
Absolutely. So that's it.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.